It's amazing to find there are so many positive stories this week about Norfolk's response to the crisis. A fund set up to support Norfolk's charities and community groups has already raised £700,000 and is aiming to reach £1 million. Schools across the county in Framlingham Earle, Wyndham, Loddon, Heatherset, Norwich and Fakenham are using 3D printers to produce face guards, protective visors and boilable bags for the NHS. We'll hear more about three of them in a minute. A community garden in the centre of Norwich is brightening residents' lives. 30 members of the armed forces in the east of England have been loaned to help the East of England Ambulance Service Trust. A Dillam landlord is sending out beer with a drone, and a Great Yarmouth brewery is giving away more than 20,000 free pints of beer. A restaurateur who recently closed her Norwich restaurant is now helping provide food at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. We'll read you all these stories, which are just a sample from the many in this week's EDP. Others included the Norwich Airport employee who went to work dressed as Superman to cheer up the air ambulance crews. A 92-year-old Heatherset great-great-grandfather playing his saxophone in the front garden, and a Cossey yo-yo champion giving online video demonstrations. We won't go into detail on these, but we will start with the Norwich Community Foundation's efforts. A fund set up to support Norfolk's charities and community groups during the coronavirus crisis has amassed an amazing £700,000 in donations. Launched by the Norfolk Community Foundation, or NCF, the COVID-19 Community Response Fund is designed to help groups sustain crucial activities as the pandemic continues. The aim of the fund, to which individuals and businesses can donate, is to generate a pot of money from which grants of £1,000 can be distributed. Just 3 weeks after the creation of the fund was first revealed, around £700,000 has been donated, with £190,000 coming from the National Emergencies Trust and another £100,000 from Norfolk County Council. More than 100 grants have been distributed to those who applied for funding, and dozens more will be provided in the coming weeks. Claire Cullens, Chief Executive at NCF, saluted Norfolk's absolutely amazing response amid unprecedented circumstances. She said, "We've received funding from charitable trusts, from businesses, but about a third has been an outpouring of support from people across Norfolk. More than 1,000 people have donated so far, and what this crisis has done," she said, "is to bring together a community. The role of the Community Foundation at its core is about harnessing community interest and focus and people giving what they can. I don't think anything has ever demonstrated the role of community like this. This is an unbelievable change in terms of public response in wanting to share a common goal and share a burden." Among those to benefit from the COVID-19 fund is Wellspring Family Centre in Dereham, where volunteers are working tirelessly to operate a food bank and base for running essential errands for vulnerable people. Meanwhile, the Pandora Project, a domestic abuse charity in West Norfolk, is receiving funding to buy mobile phones for women should they need to request urgent help. Teachers from three Norfolk schools will be able to continue making personal protective equipment for NHS staff after a swift response for funding support brought in over £1,200. Design and technology teachers from Framlingham Earle High, Wyndham College and Hobart High in Loddon have been using their skills and 3D printers to make protective visors in recent weeks with the help of other colleagues. The DT teachers have been coordinating their efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic by helping to meet the national shortage of personal protective equipment, or PPE, with pupils having also helped with the process at times. Framlingham Earle teacher Sarah Woolerton explained, "We're still in the process of making them all because we've got sort of production line going, but we've made enough kits for 350 and we've got materials to make another 350. Plus we've got about 50 3D printed ones as well. So all told, it's about 700, but I don't know the exact quantities, but the numbers are getting a bit crazy." Amari Plastics Norwich have also donated materials to help keep the effort on track, with any leftover money set to be donated to charities, including the East Anglian Air Ambulance. The fruits of a Norwich woman's hard work to create a community garden are helping to brighten up people's daily walks during the coronavirus pandemic. Doreen Cottrane is well known to those living in St. Stephen's Square from her efforts helping residents move in, as well as more than 40 years of fundraising to improve her local area. In 2018, she applied to turn a small piece of land near the Champion Pub into a community garden and rallied businesses and residents to bring it to life. A Norwich in Bloom spokesman said, "While we're all following social distancing rules and staying at home to protect the NHS and save lives, a small community garden in the centre of Norwich is in bloom with a beautiful display of tulips, thanks to a local community champion." Local resident Ian Fick said, "I'm sure all the neighbours would agree that Doreen is someone special and would join me in thanking her for bringing our community together well before the current situation." More than 30 members of the armed forces have been loaned to the East of England Ambulance Service Trust to support their life-saving work during the pandemic. The military personnel will work with the trust, which covers six counties, including Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, to assist with tasks such as driving and logistics. A total of 37 people from all three strands of the armed forces will join the local trust and will be among almost 200 military personnel to be joining five different trusts across the country. The group all volunteer as emergency responders in their free time and have previously trained with the service. One Norfolk landlord has made sure that if customers can't go to the pub, then the pub will come to them. Paul Grothier, landlord at the Cross Keys in Dillham near Stalham, has carried out a trial run of a drone delivery service where beers are airlifted to thirsty punters. He said, "We're finding new ways of helping our customers stay at home, protect the NHS and save lives. I normally use the drone for fishing, but we've just done a deal at the pub with Heineken, so it was all in association with them. We might even do food next time, maybe even pizza." The business has been closed since the government forced it to shut up shop due to the coronavirus outbreak. And a brewery is giving away more than 20,000 free pints of beer to avoid heartbreakingly pouring it down the drain. Great Yarmouth-based Lacon's Brewery announced the move this week after the coronavirus lockdown saw countless events cancelled and left thousands of pints in the tanks. Despite having to furlough many members of staff, the brewery have been able to deliver four-pint containers filled with their award-winning beers to local doorsteps. Described as a beer ding-dong dash, the brewery have vowed to reach as many homes as possible with their stay-at-home brew. Sean Gregory, Finance and Operations Director at the brewery, said, "We're doing this because all of this beer would just go down the drain otherwise. We're very proud of the beer we have and we've won more than 100 awards, so it would be absolutely heartbreaking for all of us involved to see it go to waste. Everyone is struggling right now, so any way in which we can give back, we should." A restaurateur has praised the amazing staff at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital after she joined them serving up meals to patients. Jane Raffles closed the library restaurant in Guildhall Hill last year and went on to launch her own business consultancy firm for the hospitality trade. But with work on hold because of the lockdown, and rather than stay at home with her family, husband Nigel and their two sons, Mrs. Raffles decided she would do her bit to help the embattled NHS, and it couldn't be more different. Work running her egg consultancy often entailed dressing smartly to meet with clients, helping them with their marketing and organising high-profile launch parties with the right guest list and the right canapés. Now she starts work in the early hours, dons a disposable apron and gloves, and dishes up food for patients as part of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's catering department. After her first week, she said, "There are amazing systems in place and the hospital is very well organised. I'm exhausted, but I'm seeing the other side of life and in some cases, end of life. I feel privileged to work in the NHS. There is so much work, positivity and commitment that makes the massive wheels of an organisation work on so many levels. The team who make it all happen, from porters, doctors, nurses, domestic staff, are all truly amazing."
And now over to Robin, who will be reading our third group of stories.